It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving has come and gone. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving with their family. Where does the time go? We're already segueing into December. Want a big shout out to all my running friends who participated in various races, from the Manchester Marathon and Half Marathon to the Stash Dash to a Milford Turkey Trot race in Milford last weekend. And time flies when you're having fun running, although I'm getting slower and slower. So that's for my running friends. One of the great joys of this radio program is it gives me an opportunity to feature different community organizations, some of whom have appeared before. And this weekend, we'll be talking about Strawberry Bank and enjoying the holidays at Strawberry Bank. And joining me this weekend is Stephanie Secord and Amy Arnark. Thank you, ladies, for joining me this weekend.
Thanks for having us.
No, you're very, very, very busy. So let's just start, Stephanie, with kind of an overview of Strawberry Bank. And again, that's one R in strawberry and an E in bank. So
that's
emphasize that. But let's start with an overview of Strawberry Bank, because those folks in the Seacoast know of it, but I think a lot of people don't know of this hidden jewel. So let's talk about it.
That's a great introduction. And thank you, Delta Dental, for supporting Strawberry Bank.
Of course.
We're a living history museum. What does that mean? Before you roll your eyes when I said history. What it means is that we tell the stories of the people who lived in a specific neighborhood in Portsmouth through their original houses. We tell the stories of families. When it comes to Candlelight Stroll, one of the really cool things about it is that there was such a range of cultures and experiences over nearly 400 years in Portsmouth that we tell slices of that story. So in one house, you may have the family preparing for winter because they didn't celebrate Christmas in 1795. In the next house, you have a 1919 Jewish-Russian family celebrating Hanukkah. And then in the Goodwin Mansion, the New Hampshire Governor Goodwin's house, we have a high Victorian Christmas. So there are Christmas trees practically on every surface. So it's a real slice of the neighborhood in original houses with people telling you about their traditions and their foodways and all that kind of good stuff.
And that's great 21st century learning, because I don't think anybody actually is rolling their eyes, because I think when people can experience history, I know, like when I was chair of the State Board of Education and we had history teachers come in, they all of them universally, those that had the most success were the ones that had it living and feeling that the students could see it. So it wasn't kind of reading from a history book. And,
right, exactly.
You know, and
it's the stories of people and families.
Exactly. Okay, so let's bring in Amy. So tell us, Amy, what's going on with this, you know, going on with the candlelight stroll events.
Yeah, thanks. So there's a ton of stuff going on at the event, from role players that we have come in to do different time periods. So we'll have role players in every house, people wandering around the streets, town crier. We'll have a fishmonger's wife. Our tons of historical characters like John Paul Jones, and then also musicians that actually come in to perform in our cider shed. So if you're interested in getting warm at some point in the night, you can come in, listen to some music, get some cider and a donut. Or for our members, we also have musicians come in to perform for them as well. And then it's really all about centered around our theme this year is a tradition for every family. So we're really looking to be inclusive and kind of making a space for everybody.
That's great. We'll get into the specifics, but since you mentioned members, I know, Stephanie, that this is your great opportunity to talk about how to become a member, the importance of members, and also as well as the importance of corporate sponsors. We get a great deal of pleasure out of that. And again, the website is Strawberry Bank, and that's strawberry with one R, bank with an E at the end, .org. So tell us about the members and what that costs, et cetera.
So we really depend for support for our operations, for being able to be who we are and put on the events that we do, on donations from our corporate sponsors and from people who join as members at all the different levels. So you will find a join page or a donate page on our website, or you can sign up for to be a member when you come to Candlelight Stroll. In fact, it's a great deal because you would pay a similar amount just for a Candlelight Stroll ticket to come in and actually buy a family membership. And then you can come to Strawberry Bank during our regular season at all times for free. And then you get discounts on our special events. So it's a really good deal. And as Amy said, we have a special thank you during Candlelight Stroll for our members. One of our houses that's usually not part of the tour is open for members. And it's just a place to listen to some music and meet some of our trustees and talk about what you like and why you like Strawberry Bank. We love hearing about that. So it's a great, great combination deal.
And the Candlelight Stroll, the dates are December 7th and 8th, so it's upcoming the 14th and 15th of December, the 21st and 22nd. So, Amy, how did you come up with the theme of a tradition for every family?
Well, we try every year to do a different theme. So this was kind of a combination of things that are going on in the world and things that we're trying to bring to the museum. We strive for inclusivity in all things, so we thought, for the holidays, why not? I mean, we have people in this neighborhood that we portray that are celebrating Christmas, people that didn't celebrate Christmas, Jewish families. And this year we'll also be including one of the Jewish organizations by having a menorah on the first day of Hanukkah as well. So it's really about just bringing everybody together.
Great. Now, Stephanie, you said something that piqued my historical interest, which was you were saying in the late 1700s, they weren't celebrating Christmas. What did you mean by that?
In this, our Shapley Driscoll House is kind of our poster child for Strawberry Bank. Half of it is set in 1795, half of it is set in 1955. And in the 1795 era in Portsmouth, they didn't do the kind of Christmas celebration that we do. It wasn't puritanical per se. It was just that they were preparing for winter. The owner of the house was a sea captain, so sometimes he was off trading, and his wife and daughters were left to run the house. So they would have things that people were preparing for the winter with, root vegetables, sugar cones, tobacco, cloth, the things that you would expect to come in on a sailing ship. So that's what we're showing there. And right across the hall in 1955, it's Elvis Blue Christmas.
Oh my
God. It's a great juxtaposition.
That is a great comparison. And that, just, again, shows you how much you learn. So now I know, do the docents and the people that are there, are they in costume for the time?
Some of them are. That's the distinction between what we call role players and those who are interpreters. So our role players are costumed and are portraying specific people who lived in that neighborhood. So Mrs. Shapiro is in the Shapiro house, and she's a Russian Jewish immigrant. Mrs. Goodwin is helping the children and her Irish household servants prepare for Christmas in the Goodwin Mansion. So the costumed people are role players, and the folks who add to the entertainment on the lanes and byways are also costumed. We have Frank Jones, who was the mayor of Portsmouth, who owned the brewery in Portsmouth that exported more beer than anywhere else in America in his era.
Geez, another factoid I didn't know.
No.
It's interesting.
He will be happy to tell you. As the horse and carriage goes by the corner, Frank will be out there waving to everybody saying, remember to vote early and often. So it just livens up the streetscape. And then the reason we call it Candlelight Stroll is that all of the paths and dirt lanes are lined with candle boxes. So those are square cedar boxes with glass sides that have real candles in them. So you get that atmosphere and little dusting of snow sometimes. It's very romantic. I know for a fact, because we've had folks gentlemen particularly ask in advance if there's a good place to propose during candlelight stroll. So you often see the last carriage ride of the night, there's a couple snuggled in the back of the carriage, and that's likely to be a proposal.
Wow, I'll have to put that in the back of my mind because my son just bought an engagement ring and actually wanted to do the thing in the Seacoast area. So this could be.
There you go. Lots of gardens.
I love
it. Lots of settings.
So, Amy, this was dedicated to Bill Moss. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Bill was our town crier for the last,
I think, 40 years.
40 years.
Oh, my God. 40 years.
So this is the 40th annual candlelight stroll. And Bill was a really big part of the event. I mean, you could hear him making proclamations and yelling all is well, ringing his bell throughout the entire site every single night of candlelight stroll. So we've chosen to dedicate this year to him. In honor of, you know, he passed away recently, and we're hoping that his family is able to come and participate as well, because it would be really special to have them involved.
What a special recognition.
One of my favorite stories about Bill, because he was always in character. He was a certified town crier who knew that one had to be an official certified town crier.
I keep learning things today. Thank God you guys are here this weekend.
So Bill would walk the grounds, ringing his bell on the hour. And one of our challenges with stroll is attracting all different ages and family members. Sometimes some of the gentlemen aren't, well, I shouldn't generalize. Sometimes Patriots fans are not happy when they are enlisted to come to candlelight stroll when there's a football game on. So one guy to Bill one night and said, "Do you know what the score is?" And Bill, ever staying in character, which was about the mid-1800s, according to his costume, said, "Sir, I'm not sure what you mean, but I can tell you the Patriots won."
Too funny. All right. So this is Saturday and Sundays, 5 to 9 on Saturday and 4 to 8 on Sunday, December 7th, 8th, 14th, 15th, and 21st and 22nd. Military families are free. That's awesome. And kids under 5 are free, too. So
yes.
Very cool. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend, November 30th and 31st in November, of course, November 30th and December 1st. If you're listening to this on Saturday, November 30th, keep in mind that there are a number of road races in New Hampshire, and I want to give a big shout-out to all my running friends who went to Northeast Delta Dental Stadium on Thanksgiving Day to do the 5K race there that began and ended at the stadium, and it's part of the Delta Dental, you know, points chase series. So with me this weekend is Stephanie Secord and Amy Arnark from Strawberry Bank, and we were talking about the candlelight stroll, and again, just to remind people, that's December 7th and 8th, 14th and 15th, 21st and 22nd, and the website is strawberrybank.org, and it's strawberry with one R and bank with E, and Stephanie has basically that mnemonic device has stuck with me ever since I met you, which is one R only and an E at the end, and it's hard to forget that, but I'm sure you... I bet you've heard a few times, "I've tried to reach you guys," and it keeps rejecting.
And we have gotten redirects for our website, so that if you put in strawberry spelled correctly and bank spelled correctly .org, you will end up at our website. So
perfect.
No worries.
That's great. And in various capacities, Amy, you've been around about 5 years. So are you a local?
Yes, I mean, I grew up right on Route 4 in Northwood
and have been
going to Strawberry Bank for a field trip since I was about 8.
Nice.
And the first time I went there, I decided this is the place I will work one day. And when I got hired, it was like a dream come true.
Nice. Yeah, I travel Route 4 a lot because there's a lot of road races out that way and past the schools, and you have to go...
Yep.
You know, really slow.
All the
traffic. Yeah, I like it better than 101 though, because like, you can stop, get some coffee, whatever. So cool. Well, very good. So there are other things going on besides the candlelight stroll. So currently, right in progress, and it runs It started on November 27th, so it just started, and it goes through almost Christmas, December 22nd. You have Sally Struthers in town, so tell us what that is about.
So Sally Struthers is appearing at the Music Hall in the production of Annie, the musical, that is a partnership between the Music Hall and Ogunquit Playhouse, and they have just wonderful numbers of performances. And I have to tell you that if you think that for some reason a production in Portsmouth isn't going to be as stellar for the singing, the dancing, the costumes, the sets, as it might be in a big city somewhere, you were wrong. They are amazing. Ogunquit Playhouse does incredible performances. The artificial snow that fell all over the audience at the end of White Christmas a couple of years ago was amazing. And you can tell from the caliber of the performers that we have serious people performing in this show. And Annie is a perennially popular musical.
I have to make it there because my youngest daughter, that was her big thing, playing in Annie. I remember that like yesterday. So that's great. And it's great to know that Sally Struthers is alive and well. And
she is. Miss Hannigan.
And Miss Hannigan doing well. So I know Justin McKinney. We've had him at Northeast Delta Dental a few times. And for everybody, and he's, to me, he's always funny because he always makes a big point that it's Justin with an O and and all that. But he's doing something called The Last Laugh of 2019. So December 27th at 7 p.m. and the 28th of December at 8 p.m. and the 29th at 6 p.m. So tell us what Justin is doing, and that's also at the Music Hall.
Yes, Justin has become an institution as part of Vintage Christmas in Portsmouth. We made a commitment 15 years ago for the anchors of Strawberry Bank and the Music Hall to produce a month-long series of strolls, shows, stayovers, everything you imagine of a Christmas celebration, a holiday celebration. So Justin has been coming at the very end of December for multiple years now. I think he may have made all 15 of them. So he is his quintessential self. Always something to laugh at, and if ever a year needed to end on a laugh, it's this one.
Well said. And for those of you with children too, he's relatively clean too, which
yes.
is great. I always, you know,
always
when I have
worry,
it,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny and clean, which is really good. Just making that editorial comment, you can be both. So tell us then you have something with the Portsmouth Symphony Orchestra on December 31st. So what's that?
Yes. At one point, there was a tradition of doing a group performance, an audience participation performance of Handel's Messiah. And the symphony was involved in that, as was Portsmouth Pro Musica as one of the choruses. So this year they're doing individual performances. Pro Musica is in other parts of town. They're at South Church in Portsmouth and they're performing in Dover. But the Portsmouth Symphony, for the first time, is doing a New Year's Eve event called the Champagne Pops Concert. So that is at the Music Hall on New Year's Eve, which, of course, is also when Portsmouth has its first night event. Portsmouth is one of the last bastions of the grand tradition of first night family non-alcoholic celebrations of New Year's Eve. So you buy a button, you're admitted to musical performances all over town, puppets for the kids, fireworks at 7:30. So the Portsmouth Symphony is performing a regular concert. It is a separate ticket, but it's the same night as First Night Portsmouth. And it's just, there's a street dance.
That's awesome.
After that performance.
It seems like it's great to see all this collaboration between the different organizations, because I think that, you know, the rising tide, you know, helps everybody.
Absolutely.
And I think in this day and age, you actually do have to collaborate, you know, to make everything work.
Yeah.
In addition, you have other things like the Christmas tree lighting on December 7th, and then you have a trolley that drives around from like Saturday, December 7th through Sunday, December 22nd. So that must be pretty cool.
Yep. It's all of those three weekends in December. The Vintage Christmas Trolley is free. It makes a 15-minute loop around town, picks up at all of the hotels, all of the parking garages, and stops at the music hall, at Strawberry Bank. And there's an aspect to it that I didn't think of when we started it, but we heard from families who rode the trolley around town on one of those evenings. That was their holiday celebration, because doing anything more was a bit beyond their means. So just getting on the trolley, wrapping up in, you know, warm clothes, and watching, riding around town, looking at the displays and the lights, and the trolley goes past the holiday tree in Market Square. That alone was worth the coming to Portsmouth to spend the evening.
Wow, how deep, so it was fun. How deep that is. Wow, yeah. Brings back, that's very compelling.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Absolutely. So, Amy, back to you. So as you think about the 40th annual Candlelight Stroll, and you know, like you've been doing this as a kid and that now as a young adult, I mean, what's your favorite part? And do you get nervous about, you know, how all the work that it has done to make sure that this is smooth?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean,
you're doing great. I mean, preparation is important.
Yes,
yeah.
Preparation. It's a lot of preparation that goes into it. Months and months worth of work. A lot of partnerships and working with other people. But of course, there's always going to be some nerve-wracking part where something will happen or something will go wrong. But we deal with it, and everybody seems to have a really good time, so it's never too much of a crisis.
So for us people that go, you're like the duck above the water, everything's smooth, and a little below that, Amy's pedaling a little hard here and
yeah.
there.
But always keeping a nice, calm face.
Yes,
that's the important part.
Well, that's the thing, exactly.
But it's really fun, and I've never had any qualms about all the work that goes into it, because it really, the result is amazing.
That's great. So the website again is strawberrybank.org, strawberry 1R, bank with an E, but if you misspell it, you will be redirected. We need members. We need more corporate sponsors as well. And it's great. I mean, for me, I have a big smile on my face to know how coordinated the Music Hall and Strawberry Bank Museum have been, and you've really partnered since 2004.
Yep.
Tell us, and we have a little bit of time left, tell us the LaBrie family skate at Puddle Dock Pond, what that's all about.
So that is our seasonal ice skating rink, outdoor ice skating under the stars. Sometimes you can see the river when the tide is up, so you can see both the grounds of Strawberry Bank and the historic hotels and the view beyond. We opened the rink, I think, 5 years ago. I think this is our fifth season. Just opened. We always try to get it open for Thanksgiving weekend, and sometimes the weather cooperates and sometimes it doesn't. But we have skating during Candlelight Stroll, so you can come on any of those evenings of stroll and just skate if you want. We're trying to do a combination ticket for a while, and that didn't work very well. So you can come and just skate, or you can come and just stroll, or the family can divide their time. But the skating rink is open 7 days a week from now through as long as the sun will let us in March, every day but Christmas.
Wow. There's nothing like skating as a family, really. That's great. Yeah. So, Amy, I'm going to give you the last word. Before I do, I just want to, again, give out the website, strawberrybank.org. We need members. We need corporate sponsors. We need people to go to these great holiday events. So why should I want to go to the 40th annual Candlelight Stroll?
Oh, do you have 20 minutes?
No, only 20 seconds, actually.
For so many reasons. I mean, like I said before, there really is something for everybody. I've always loved going, partially because I like to see the character actors playing, you know, historical characters or historical people in general. But everyone just really puts their all into this event, and everyone who participates is so excited and happy to be there that they really just pass that joy and enthusiasm on to everybody else. So anyone who comes can see that it's just fun for everybody.
And it's dedicated to Bill Moss, so that's awesome. Yes. Again, strawberrybank.org. Thank you, Stephanie and Amy, for joining me this weekend.
Thank you.